Well, good morning, everyone. This is what I call a surprise episode. Gonna get the herbs going this morning. Torching things. Okay, so this morning I just wanted to drop a surprise episode for my loyal listeners, dedicated listeners, you know what I'm saying, that show me real love. And also for any new listeners. So, no one get lost in the sauce. You know why you're here. You always know why you're here. And understand that this is a sex educational podcast. That this is not just a freelance. Say whatever's on your mind. Sex podcast. This is where you learn how to bond with one another as humanity, as humans, as men and women. Coming from different backgrounds and head into different futures. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not just a come get your dick hard or come get your vagina wet podcast. Those things will definitely happen. You know what I'm saying? For some people or for most people. Yet nonetheless, you will learn the lesson in each episode as you continue to listen. You have to have your ears open. You have to have your mind open. You have to have your heart open. And you have to have your soul open. A lot of advanced sexual experiences come from early on sexual experiences, and our early on sexual experiences are not consented. They are not with people of your age. They are not with someone that cares about you, someone that has your best intentions. They are predators and perverted people for the most part. And it takes a long time to recover from that and to get comfortable as an adult involving yourself with other people sexually. So we address everything, and we're gonna always address everything, and I will always let y'all know if the episode will trigger anything in y'all. If it's a triggerous episode due to the conversation that we're having, because we will be having conversations about sexual abuse, sexual manipulation, because forefront, per usual, we are promoting for everyone to be fair to one another sexually, to communicate what you like, what you don't like, to know what you like, what you don't like, to know what offends you, what don't offend you, to be aware of yourself so that you can fairly present yourself to someone else, giving them a fair chance to say yes or to say no. So in that involves you discussing your past. That involves you discussing traumatic things that has happened to you. And not necessarily in full detail, but allowing someone to be aware that you are someone who has dealt with abuse. You are someone who has dealt with major manipulation. You are someone who has dealt with being used and taken advantage of repeatedly, so that they will have the opportunity and a fair chance to sit with themselves and ask themselves if they're able to handle you, if they know what to do, if they want to learn what to do, if they want to learn how to love you, how to be there for you, how to make you feel safe, you know, how not to trigger you, if this is a road that they even want to go down. Because minor things that they may say, that they may do, may trigger you. It may cause unnecessary major problems in your relationship, or in your courtship, or in your situationship, whatever it is that you have going on, that you are building in your life, or that you are allowing in your space. It gives them a better opportunity. Otherwise, y'all just, it's a whole bunch of unnecessary things. So I wanted to be sure to remind y'all of that, to remind the audience that's been here, and to inform those that just got here and that may have already listened to a couple episodes and have get the point that we strictly talk about sex, but we strictly talk about sex across the board. It's a strictly educational, helpful, growing podcast. Like, this ain't where you're just gonna get it off at, or you just gonna be skipping, you know what I'm saying, certain episodes or whatever the case may be, you know. Your own boat floats you. So I'm not against that. Just letting y'all know. You feel me? We're gonna always stay focused. We are always focused on the main goal, and that is that someone learns the lesson in each episode. So whether it's just one person, whether it's 100 people, whether it's a million, you know what I'm saying? The point is for those that need the point to get the point. Those that need the lesson to get the lesson. For the lesson to be spoken on, for the topic to be spoken on, for the issue to be addressed, you know what I'm saying? Because people are aware of it. And sometimes we're just afraid to speak on it. Afraid to have that open conversation. Afraid to open our voice box and really speak how we feel. Speak our heart. Speak what we go through. Speak what we suffer from. Or speak what we have suffered from and what we have overcome. Because even being abused as a young child, you can overcome that. Or young child, teenager, young adult, you can overcome that and still be the queen of your sexuality or the king of your sexuality. You can still enjoy the things that turn you on. You can still enjoy people touching you, your significant other loving you, your significant other indulging in you, embracing you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to feel like your significant other has some type of ill intention towards you. These are things that you can overcome. You can go from being the most scared person to be sexually involved with anybody, to the most sexual person, to the most expressive person. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have all these thoughts, all these things, or whatever, and third. Now you're facing your truth, and boom. Now you can let it free with your significant other. You're giving it all. You got it all. It all turns you on. Everything. Like, these things are very, very, very possible. So everything is still going to be discussed. Everything is still going to be shared. Everything is going to be addressed, because it needs to be. This needs to be open conversations. You know what I'm saying? Because we need to learn how to talk comfortably, so you can talk to your friends comfortably, the significant other comfortably, your children comfortably. You know what I'm saying? Because they're humans. We are all humans. And they got questions. They're going to have questions. We got teenagers. They're going to have more questions. You know, and the conversation should be a safe comfort zone. And you should know how to have the conversation with them without making them feel uncomfortable, without making them feel unsafe, without making them feel embarrassed. These are things that we are going to accomplish. These are strengths that if you don't have them, you will have them. Because we are focused. So in everything is being targeted. Everything is being hit. So I just wanted to drop that to let y'all know real quick. You feel me? Keep y'all minds right. Keep y'all souls right. Keep y'all hearts right. Why y'all be sitting here listening, you feel me? Because I love y'all. And I love the love that y'all give to me. And together is how this is going to work. You feel me? Us as a humanity, us working together. You sharing, you subscribing, you following, you staying up to date. Feel me? Sharing, telling people, getting people to come around. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to ask your questions. You can ask questions at the end of the podcast. You know, this is an open community. Like, we are here for each other. Like, not just for self. So I want y'all to enjoy y'all day. I'm going to be dropping another episode today, so make sure y'all bills is on, so you'll be one of the first ones to get notified. And until then, y'all be some beautiful ass fucking little bugs. Shit, y'all know what the fuck is up. Hopefully everybody done blew some motherfucking clouds to the sky. If you have not done that today, or if that's not nothing that you participate in, hopefully you've had what it is that you need. And I will be getting back to y'all sometime later today. Keep those bills on. Share this episode. Share this podcast. Keep the community open, people. Kisses.